This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Robert Ginsburg. Robert is putting together the trail mix.
Oh, Kyle.
We did this last year.
Yes, you did. And trail mix, we're not talking about something you take on a hike. Well, in a way, it's going to be music along the trails around Lake Fayetteville.
Exactly. This is part of the Walton Arts Center's ongoing festival, Artosphere. And the Trail Mix Concert Tour is another opportunity to dovetail art, nature, and sustainability. In as few words as I can conjure, there will be 3 hours of music and other types of entertainment out around the Lake Fayetteville Trail here in Fayetteville. It's about a 5-mile loop. There's going to be an energy expo at the North Shore Park, and there'll be a lot of people set up there with all sorts of innovative and groundbreaking news and opportunities for you to find out about sustainable energy. There's also going to be some other activities. There's going to be a poetivity event where you're going to have poetry in motion. That's about, I think, as much as I need to say about that right now. Hopefully that's intriguing. And of course, there's going to be the five bands that will be spread out along the trail, starting at North Shore Park. That will be the first band. And the next band will be at the Science Center. The third band will be another 1/2 mile down the trail from the Science Center. The fourth band, 1/2 mile around the corner where they just did the prairie burn on the trail. And the last band will be at the Butterfield Coach trailhead where that marker was built.
So the idea being, if you take the entire trail, you'll hear five different bands along the way. I suspect there are some people who don't make it all the way because you'll get sucked in and start liking someone and listening. And I think that's okay too.
It is. My experience with this, Kyle, is if you're a bicyclist, that's the way to do it, because you can check them all out. And on a bike, you can really get around back and forth. But even if you're going to hike, if you're willing to do a 4-mile hike, I said the whole loop is 5 miles, but if you start at North Shore Park, you can do a 4-mile hike, hit every single band, end up right near the botanical gardens, and not have to hike back, because we're going to have shuttle buses going back and forth from the botanical gardens to North Shore Park. So that's another great way to see it. It's just on foot. It is a little slower, but you're right. Some of the bands will be more compelling. I can tell you they're all great bands. We're bringing in three internationally acclaimed bands, and we're utilizing two of our great regional artists' bands, starting at North Shore Park with a group called Plastic Music. And these guys were here last year, and they're just a hoot. It's really a very eclectic group. They play these instruments known as boom whackers. They're these plastic tubes, and then they have plastic tubes that they've set up that are like marimbas or vibraphones. The next group at the Science Center is an internationally acclaimed artist. Her name is Razia Saeed, S-A-I-D, and she's from Madagascar. She also is quite an environmentalist. Part of her cause that is tied in with her music is trying to save the forests of Madagascar, which are being deforested.
Which makes it a perfect weaving for Artosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. The third band is a band that we had last year that is one of my personal favorites, not only because they're jazz musicians, but they have that Brazilian thing going. It's the Brazilian Nilson Mata is the band leader. The group is called Nilson Mata and Brazilian Voyage. It's basically a jazz samba band. Wilson Mata's toured with Yo-Yo Ma. I mean, all of them are absolutely the top echelon of musicians. Ann Drummond is the flutist. And they're going to be, if anyone's familiar with the trail, they're going to be under that giant black oak tree.
I know exactly where that is.
They claim it's the largest tree, black oak in Arkansas, and it has these arms that reach out and they embrace this band. So the fourth band is our own Hogtown Hot Club. And this is a band that was inspired by Jim Greason, the music professor at the university, who's always wanted to approach the music of Django Reinhardt, the gypsy jazz idea. And he put together an incredible collection of not only standard repertoire from this genre, but also original tunes that he's written. And Jim is one heck of a composer. And he's incorporated some of our great local musicians as well. He has Mike Johnson on bass, Jim Jernigan on clarinet, and I'm blanking on the rhythm guitarist who has been Ed Nicholson.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you have rhythm guitar, lead guitar, clarinet, and bass. And I'll tell you, they nail it, these guys. They've performed at the Greenhouse Grill, and they're really gaining momentum. The fifth and final band is another local group, and they're going to be at the Butterfield Trailhead. It's Arkansalsa, and they're relatively new out of the gate, but they're not new to anyone who's been around here. Al Lopez, also known as Papa Rap, kind of heads up this group. And it's sort of a mix between Caribbean salsa. You know, Al's from Puerto Rico. But there's a banjo player in this group. So it's got like an Arkansas twist to it. And I jokingly in the description of this said, what happens when you mix Caribbean salsa with Arkansas-style bluegrass? You get conga drums and banjos. But great group. And, they really lean strongly towards the salsa thing. But a very engaging group. It includes Yaniv Tabak, Abenhaus, our young piano prodigy from Israel, who plays keyboards, and a couple of trombonists, Lance Grigsby, and I'm trying to think of who else is on trombones. Some of the guys from the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. Darren Novotny on percussion, Adams Collins on banjo, and just a great band.
This is in conjunction with Artisphere when sustainability is a hot subject. Sustainability is working itself actually into how this is operated?
Yes, it is. And if you'll allow me, I'd like to talk about that briefly, but also about how it's working itself into the whole concept of what the Walton Arts Center is doing.
Okay.
In terms of this event, these musicians, in many cases, require PA systems, amplifiers, so on and so forth. They're out in the middle of the woods. All of the electrical needs that we provide for this are either solar powered, or in one case, we have this gizmo called the biker bar, which mm-hmm. is these two parallel running bars that you put bicycles up on, four bikes, and pedaling it generates electricity. So pedal power, solar power, that's how the whole show is run at Trail Mix. But the really encouraging thing about this for me is that it has been an initiative for the Walton Arts Center to incorporate this concept of sustainability into everything they do, whether it be the kind of detergents they use. One of the big things that came about last year as a result of this is the Walton Arts Center was going through cases and cases and cases. I can't even tell you how many thousands of bottled water for artists that perform there backstage. Typically what happens is somebody picks up a bottle, they open it, they take a sip, they set it down, they forget about it, they go, I mean, it was very wasteful. And this, they recognize this. The Walton Arts Center has done away with bottled water. They have reusable aluminum containers, mm-hmm. and they have water stations there where you can get filtered water. So that's just one example, but it truly, from top to bottom, this initiative, it's part of what makes the whole Artisphere thing long-lasting and makes it sustainable, really, because it's not just showbiz. It's being incorporated into the everyday actions of how the Walton Arts Center runs. And I should mention one more thing. There will be a bicycle, I'm using the word convoy. There's some people that don't like that, but there will be a bicycle train leaving the Walton Arts Center around 12:30, riding their bikes up to North Shore Park.
Right.
So you can join in on that as well. It's all on the website.
Yeah, and that's, you can go to artisphearfestival.org.
Yes.
And how much does it cost to partake of this?
It's free.
Robert, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kyle.
Robert Ginsburg is organizing Saturday afternoon's Trail Mix. It's scheduled for 3 until 6, Saturday afternoon along the trail. that surrounds Lake Fayetteville. And while the extended forecast does call for sunshine and temperatures in the lower 70s Saturday afternoon, there is a rain date for trail mix. It would be the same time, same location, the very next day.